This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Phil Deshon. Well, he is the president and CEO of Helius Medical Technology. Well, they trade on two exchanges. Trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol HSM, and they also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HSDT. Phil, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me back. I greatly appreciate it.
You know, it's been about 6 months since you've been on the show. Give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys are all about, and then we'll do some Q&A.
Okay, well, we're a medical device company, and we're developing a medical device called the PoNS. Ultimately, what we hope this experimental device will do is help people relieve their neurological symptoms of disease or trauma. So if you have MS and or a traumatic brain injury or chronic symptoms of a traumatic brain injury or Parkinson's, we're trying to do the clinical trials to see if what we see anecdotally in subjects that have been treated can be replicated in good hard science.
No, that's an acronym, and if you want to go ahead and give the weather, but that's a portable system, right?
Yes, it's called the Portable Neuromodulation Stimulator. That's what the PoNS stands for, and it's essentially a non-invasive device that, believe it or not, communicates through your tongue to your brain. And when you combine that stimulation with either physical or cognitive exercises or thinking exercises, it tends to trigger the brain to rewire itself so that it can help fix what's damaged by disease or trauma. So that's fundamentally how it works.
Wow, that's really amazing. I also wanted to congratulate you guys. You're moving to a new headquarters in Newton, Pennsylvania. Why there?
Well, it's a little bit of a CEO privilege. It's going to be about 100 meters from my house. That's the inside joke. Newtown is about 30 miles north of Philadelphia. It's in what we euphemistically call the healthcare corridor. So great access to talent, and obviously great. We're going to be an international company, and access to three international airports within 30-40 minutes of the office. Those by far were the redeeming factors of there. It's just another bonus that I live very close to the office.
You know, companies that are in your space, I talk to CEOs every day and hundreds every year. You know, it takes a little time for you guys to come out of clinical development. So what is next for you guys in your programs out there? When, you know, what are you guys working on? What's the big thing that's going to come out?
All right, so we're just finishing up our trial in traumatic brain injury. So the trial is to see if it might help people who have balance disorder tied to a chronic brain injury. So that's, you know, sports concussive injuries that are all part of the news these days. That trial will end sometime in June. We're very excited then to analyze all of the data and then submit it to the FDA sometime early in the fall. And then the FDA will look over the data and see if they might clear the device. That's something that we're expecting to be sometime early next year, sometime in the first quarter next year. So we're very excited and on the cusp of really discovering scientifically whether we'll make it through the clinical trials.
And that's the PoNS. Is that the PoNS system?
That is the PoNS system. That's right. And based also on positive data in a pilot study that was just published in MS. We are starting a big, what's called a registrational trial in MS to see if we might get the device cleared by the FDA and Health Canada and obviously in Europe also. That trial will start sometime in the fall.
Helius Medical Technology is our company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day. Our guest is Phil DeShawn. He is the president and CEO. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol HSM. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HSDT. Let's talk about some financing. I understand you guys got about 12 to 12.5 million in financing. What is that money going to be used for? And I'm sure that was a big help out.
Sure. Look, I've got to hand it to the capital markets. They've worked perfectly well for us. We have raised about $36 million in the development of this technology in the last 2.5 years, and now have enough money to finish our clinical trial, and as I just mentioned, start our pivotal trial in MS. Also, this will allow us to do all of our pre-commercialization, the pre-commercialization program, so getting ready and also kicking off our manufacturing, our scale manufacturing process, so that we can actually produce the devices should they get cleared by the regulatory authorities. So very, very exciting and dynamic time.
So you don't see any time near time that you're going to have to go into the secondary market and get some more money?
Well, see, what's going to happen, Eric, is based on the release of the data sometime this summer, should the results be positive, then we would go back into the markets and raise probably $50, $60 million to prepare for a full-scale launch. The potential applications for this device are numerous. We certainly want to build an appropriate size sales force and marketing marketing organization, so that we can start connecting with consumers and the medical community that will be prescribing this.
Absolutely. When do you expect the clinical trials for the traumatic brain injury research to be completed?
We think the last subject will come in around June 1st, and it's a 5-week trial. So sometime very early in July. And then it takes 6 to 8 weeks to do all of the analysis and clean up all of the data. So we'll be submitting to the FDA, as I said, sometime in the early fall.
If people want more information about the company, where can they go and read up on some of your technologies and some of the things you guys are doing over there?
We keep our website very, very current, so that's heliusmedical.com. There people can understand what clinical trials are ongoing, and if obviously the only way in which we get to see if these kinds of technologies are scientifically valid is to perform very rigorous clinical trials. We certainly look for people to raise their hand and participate if that's at all possible. Going to the website and learning about the technology and seeing what kind of research we're doing is really the best way to stay in touch. And on the Contact Us tab, you can sign up for alerts so we can get you direct information on the ongoing development of the technology and the company.
My guest today has been Phil DeShawn. He is the president and CEO of Helius Medical Technologies. Again, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HSDT. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol HSM. In closing, Phil, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, no, ultimately this is all about doing great science and making sure that what we've observed anecdotally prior to doing the clinical research gets confirmed. We're doing the best we can to make sure that all of the data is going to be scientifically rigorous, and stand by this summer where we hope to be able to announce that our trial is over and we're submitting to the FDA.
Well, I wish you nothing but continuous success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show in June or July. Give us an update of what's going on.
No, that sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.